Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is the day that our Lord has made, and we are glad to be in it. We are excited to be here. It is a privilege, and it is His grace that we are here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And we are just excited with what God is doing. And today is Friday, the 5th of May, 2023. So it's 5/5/23. And we are excited with what God is doing. It is we are now in the second quarter of this year, and some of us, are familiar or a little bit familiar with sports. You know, in sports they have first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and then they get to the final. So when you finish your first quarter and you assess where you are standing, all your players are still intact, there are no injuries, or you now have an understanding of who your opponent is, you know, what the other team, you kind of assess their strengths and what is going on. So that's where we are right now. You know, we understand who our opposition, what the enemy is doing, and now we know we are focused that we are going to finish this year strong, and we are going to finish this race strong, and we are there to win it. And the good part with our race is we are winners before we even start, because the battle is not ours, but it is. So today we're going to start just by praising God. We want to praise God. We want to thank God for His love, His grace that is sufficient. So before we go any further, before we put any petitions, before we ask for anything, we just want to praise God. So my brothers and sisters, the lines are open. Just go ahead and open your mouth and praise God. And
hallelujah.
God,
glory to your name,
day.
Father.
Hallelujah.
We bless you. Good morning, God.
Yes, and you did it for Elijah. You answered by fire.
Jesus,
we honor your God.
Name of Jesus,
Hey, Lord, we thank you for that, Father.
Yes, I thank you. I thank you. The
Lord.
One.
Oh, my God, my God. My God, we thank you for being blessed. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today. God. Thank you, Lord, today that we still know that that was indeed a deep way, Lord.
Yes, you not branches. I thank you, Father. Yes,
in our lives, it shouldn't be there, oh God. Thank you, those open doors of God have perfect peace, oh God. Yes, in the most. Yes, Jesus. Yes, thank
you, Lord, for your love, Father. The love
of the Holy God. In the name of
Jesus,
we thank you.
Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, my
Redeemer. Yes, Jesus, thank you. Bless all the gods, oh God. All those who have died, those who have
lived,
oh God.
I thank you. Hallelujah. We're strong, Lord, today, oh God.
Lord, my Lord, has tried to bring against the power in the name of Jesus, the power in the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord, we know the whole armor of God is able to come against My God, you're the judge of the living and of the dead.
As we thank you for being here right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
For the lamb that was, you became victorious. Because of your victory, we have victory today, Lord.
Bless
our lives, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for encouraging us.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, that we do not die weary in doing good, Father.
Thank
for we know
you.
In this season,
that I
we
am.
Will
yes, you
reap. We
hallelujah.
Will reap. Thank you, Father.
God, my God.
Strengthening
oh, my God.
Us. For encouraging us, Father, that we face
the rewarder of those who diligently. Lord,
and not to be dismayed, Father.
Thank God you are our resting place,
God. You are with us. For you will never leave us.
Thank you, Lord, that you are the one who gives us peace and
surpasses
all understanding, oh God. Giving us a perfect peace, Lord.
Ancient of days.
God.
Thank you,
everlasting
Father. Yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Praise you, Jesus.
You're our priest forever. You are
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, my God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God for the morning.
Morning.
We thank God for his goodness and his mercy that he dwells forever. So we are thanking God for the power,
praise, and deliverance, this circle of praise, where the prayer with love and the word of God that makes our world better. I like that. I like that. Amen.
Amen.
So
amen.
This morning, I'm going to ask you to pause a little bit, and then we're going to come back. So I ask you to mute your phone as we go into the Word just for a few minutes. I know today is our day 3 of prayer and fasting. As we are all aware, if you are not, at the beginning of the month, we set aside 3 days where we do the same thing at the same time, because there is power in unity. There is power when we are doing the same thing at the same time together. There is power in agreement. So we do agree to take 3 days where we fast and pray together. So today is day number 3. We started on Wednesday. It's never too late. You can join us today if you were not aware, and you can join us, and it is not the end. You can continue praying and fasting. Of course, we pray every day and fasting as the Holy Spirit leads you. That doesn't mean that you only fast for these 3 days throughout the month, but these are the ones that we put aside to do the same thing at the same time together. But you can fast as the Holy Spirit leads you. There are some people who fast, you know, once a week. They set aside whether it's a Monday or a Wednesday or a Friday, whatever day they decide to put aside and fast on a weekly basis. Some, you know, depending where you are, some they just choose to fast when there is a battle in front of them, and they just, you know, want that extra power, because fasting does not change who God is. It doesn't make God any bigger or any powerful or any less powerful. But fasting is good for us. It's good for you and I. We benefit from fasting. So our theme this month is faith without works is dead. Get up, get out, do something by faith. And I do believe just for us to wake up and be here, hear a voice coming out of you, be able to touch that dial and dial this number and be here today, it is God's grace. And I do believe that faith also has something to do, because you know it benefits you. You are getting something. because if you wouldn't, you wouldn't be coming morning by morning. Some we struggle in the morning to get here. You know, your body is calling for something else, but your spirit is calling for something else, and you persevere, you push, and you are here. Not everybody is roses, easy, busy, you know, just coming here. But there are days you just have to push. But one thing I do thank God is once you show up, the momentum and the oil, it just gets better and better. And I do believe that we live, as we say, part, you know, get off the line. You will not be the same. Because God does not take us backwards, but he moves us forward from glory to glory. And I like the theme. I don't know, maybe I didn't recognize it, but I do see that prayer with love and the word of God makes our world better. And it is making our world better. I don't know about you, but this platform is making my world better. Amen, amen. So our theme scriptures is we pray in fast, James chapter 2, verses 17-21, James chapter 1, verse 22, and Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And it is, faith without works is dead. Get up, get out, do something. By faith. And James actually says, but be ye doers of the word and not just hearers only, deceiving yourselves or deceiving our own selves. But faith has action. We have to do something. And Hebrews, I'm going to give you another scripture to add on those same scriptures. Hebrews chapter 11. I like what Message Bible says on James chapter 11, and just verses 1 and 2, it says the fundamental fact that this trust in God, this faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Is our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, our forefathers, our fathers of faith, set them above the crowd. This is what separates us. As we look around, there is a lot of chaos and disorder. But by faith and loving God and know where to go when things do not go well is what separates us. That's why your friends, your co-workers, some of your family members, they wonder, why are you still smiling when you are going through all these hardships and all these battles? Why are you still smiling when you are sometimes lying on that sick bed or things are not going well? Why are you still joyful? Why are you still having peace? Because of the love of Christ, because of this faith, because we are plugged in. We are connected to the true vine, and we are the branches. That's where we get our life. That's where we are sustained. That's where we get our breath, and we get the joy. And that takes faith. And this faith needs to be maintained. It needs to be managed. It's not a one time and it's done. It's over. But we have to manage it. And how do we manage faith? How do we maintain faith? We have to get up, get out, and do by faith. Faith without works is dead. We have to do something. As we work together, we can activate this faith by going out, sharing the word of God. You don't have to go to the seminary to learn the Bible and graduate and be given a certificate or a diploma that you are now a minister, you are now a preacher, or you are a pastor or an evangelist or whatever. You don't need a title to exercise your faith, to witness, to tell the world the goodness of the Lord. You just need to tell the world what the Lord has done to you. Just to have that peaceful sleep. Do you know that in these big homes, these mansions that you pass by, or the mansion that you live in, there are some people who cannot sleep. They toss and turn all night long. They can't sleep. But you have peace. You sleep. When you lie down to sleep, you close your eyes. You sleep. You wake up refreshed, renewed. And sometimes you even have a visitation where you see visions. You dream dreams. There are people who are not doing that. When you witness, you share that goodness, that love, what God has done for you, that he healed your body, he restored your relationship, he has kept you alive. When I look back, I was talking to my sister, telling me about a friend of mine who, not necessarily a friend, but she was a classmate who passed away. And then people are going, and she's like, oh, there are just a few people of your age who are still around, but I'm still here. You are still here. You tell the world it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is his grace, it is his love and giving. When you give, when you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord. And we know our Lord, he already paid a debt he did not own. We owed a debt we couldn't pay. And he sent his son. So when we do something good and help the poor and we give, this is above and beyond your tithe. This is the offering. This is the gift we give. And we are lending to the Lord. And the Lord will take care of us. And we do all this by faith. Participate in all those activities that are going on at your house of worship. They have activities, programs that are going on. Participate. I'm not saying you have to do everything according to the time, but set aside time. Join the prayer team. Join the choir. Join the hospitality, whatever the outreach, the missions, whatever those programs, that engineer that put grease in your faith gear so that it doesn't crash, so that it will move well, all those things we do so that we can maintain our faith, so that we can show we get up, we get out, we do something. Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. I'm going to read that one. It says, so here I'm also reading from the Message Bible. So here is what I want you to do. God helping you. So this is what you need to do. This is Romans chapter one, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And he is saying, so here is what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Everything, put it to God. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You will be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. And then the other part at the end of verse 2, unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. So this is what we need to do. That's what Romans says, and other versions say it differently. When I read the message version, I say, oh, this is really good, and I felt I needed to share with you. So by faith, this will change us from the inside out. And we get ready to recognize what God wants us from us, and quickly respond. Our antennas of discernment will be so high and so sensitive. We are plugged into Him, and we will start operating and oozing the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, kindness and generosity and faithfulness and gentleness, even self-control. Your friends, your co-workers, your family members who are like, oh, did he just do that to you? Did she just say that to you? And you are still calm. You don't react in a negative way because you have self-control. You compose yourself. And if you need to take that individual aside, you deal with that person aside. You don't do drama. You don't do chaos. Because now the fruit of the Spirit starts operating in you. And this is all because of you maintaining and managing that faith. And above all, as we always say on this platform, time in the Word. So that you will pull it. You don't have to be Googling, what do I do? Or get this huge Bible, walk around with it. But it will be that word that is hidden in your heart. That when time comes, when need arrives, you draw from what you have within you. And I have heard many people, it can be in the business arena, still applies to us as Christians. What we don't manage, we lose. If we do not manage faith, we lose our faith. Said as we are, proclaiming Jesus as Savior and Lord of our lives as we do, but we need the faith. We need to manage it by reading the Word, by acting, by getting up, getting out there, be active, and do something by faith. In faith, all surrounded in faith, so that we will not lose it. That's why one of the things we maintain our faith, one of the things how we get up and do something is to come every morning. And what we are doing, we are not just killing time. We are not just checking in a box to show up in the morning and pray as we do, but we are honoring the word of God. As 1 Thessalonians says, chapter 5, I believe it's verse 16 through 18, 16 through 28, you can read it, but just to paraphrase, it says, in everything, give thanks unto the Lord, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and I. It's God's will as we give thanks in everything. And at the beginning, it says prayer without ceasing. So we pray without ceasing. As we pray, we give thanks to God in everything. It is God's will. It's part of faith. It's part of standing up, reacting, and action, and doing something in faith. So my brothers and sisters, I just felt I needed to encourage us as we continue living, walking by faith and not by sight, believing God and do works, because faith without works is dead. So we need to be active and show our faith and produce fruit, the fruit of faith, which is action and doing things. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. So our lines are gonna, you can unmute your phone and we're gonna acknowledge who is here. And if you have a prayer request, a praise report, you can do so now. And I would like to thank each and every one of you for praying for my grandson. They had a very good program the day before yesterday on Wednesday. He was just such a pro. And I just thank you. He was calm, composed, and their class did well. The little concert was really good, you know, considering their age and where they are. So I thank you for your prayers, and I thank God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. I am just bubbling with joy. And one thing that happened to me when I get too excited, I don't know what to do. I just get so excited, and I'm excited with what
God
is doing. So he's just a good guy. I mean, if my heart had a zipper, I would invite you to unzip and see what's going on inside of me. I'm just joyful, and I'm just excited with what God is doing. So the lines are open. Let's go ahead and see who is here and what your prayer request and praise report is. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is the Gladys this morning. I just thank God for the words, Sister Scholastica, this morning that came forth to always, you know, leave us nuggets and stuff. And I just appreciate God for just having you here and everybody else on the line that facilitate today in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God for my family. I thank God for life. I thank God for the new addition to my family, that my granddaughter and everybody's daughter, granddaughters and their children and their grandchildren, hallelujah, that will be healthy and be whole, nothing missing, nothing broken, and salvation, healing, and deliverance. I thank you for that. We keep the children lifted up in prayer. We keep the peace in our home first within ourselves and then throughout our home to stay in the name of Jesus. Just thank you, God, for the unity in the body of Christ that we come together each morning lifting God up in prayer and, you know, and just praying for one another and stuff. And so I just thank God for that. To pray my continuous strength and faithfulness in this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning, dear Sister Yvonne. I pray that God heal the arthritis in my body. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, this is Sister Shill. I'd like to say good morning to everyone, and everyone have a good weekend and be safe.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Good morning, everyone. God bless you all. Glad to be in the service. We're glad to be in the service.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
We thank God for this week. Thank God for everything.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Gwendolyn Horsley. God bless you.
We certainly enjoyed the service thus far. We thank God for the beautiful prayer and the beautiful word that's went forth today. And we just thank God for all that he's doing. We ask you all to keep those who are in hospitals, those that are sick. Let's pray for the sick that they would stand on the word of God, that they can be healed by faith. Hallelujah. Also pray for my nephews. They're having situations with their kidneys. That's Tayron, T-A-Y-R-O-N. That's a grandson, and a nephew is Malcolm, and that's another nephew, Thorin. They need healing in their kidney area. And also pray for Brother Thompson that the Lord would heal his body. God bless you all and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. God bless you all.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I thank God for the word this morning. I have a prayer request for Marcus McDuffie was in a head-on collision on yesterday, so we'll just pray that he come out whole and healed in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. This is Darlene D, and I thank God for today. Thank God for the word. Thank God for Pastor Scholastica and how you have shared with us this morning. Changing from the inside out, and let the word be hidden in our hearts. These are things that stood out to me, and we have to do something by faith. And I'm glad to hear the good report concerning Jaden and his recital. I also had a grandson singing this week in the choir at their church program, church school, and it turned out very nice. And so we are glad for the children for doing things that are positive. So we always want to support them in that. Also, I want to pray for Virginia, who broke her pelvis. She's an elderly person. And so we just want to pray for her healing in Jesus' name. And I also want to pray for all of those who are in the hospital from the shooting here in Atlanta and those who lost their loved ones and all these different things that are going across the land. So just want to pray for salvation for those in the United States of America who do not have it, who are not saved. So just pray for this whole nation. That will include our families, everybody's family, everybody who's not saved, that they will come to the truth. Amen.
Amen.
You say any other?
Yes, go ahead.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I just wanted to let Sister Darlene B. just said and ask for continued prayer for those that are bereaved and grieving the loss of loved ones. It just seems like we've seen such an increase in violent activity. It's just so very disturbing.
That it is.
Amen.
Apostle, want traveling mercy for everyone that's traveling, myself as I go up and down the highway. Want to pray that God would do something about these people. They just drive like they're just not here. They just drive real crazy. I mean, been driving for years, and it's just absurd the way that they be driving and trying things that they have no business trying, like they driving on the computer game or something. I don't know. But we pray for safety for everyone that's out there driving. The automobile, or riding a bicycle, or even walking. Just praying for safety in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Good morning, Gladys again.
I just want to just continue prayer for James Williams that for his restoration. You know, just keep him lifted up in prayer. And that he would have, God would give him the mind to repent, that only he can do. In Jesus' name, amen. That he restore him back to the faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hello. Yes, Lucinda here. And I like to thank God for restoring a vehicle to me that is just perfect for me and my lifestyle, and also just for all the prayer requests here today in this fellowship, and that the fast that we've been doing is more about leaning into God and taking everything to prayer and faith, and so I amen to that. Amen.
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 Let it be so.
We are at the top of the hour, so with this prayer request, I am going to go ahead and leave time to Pastor Darlene, and she can take us from here and take us out. And I just pray that you all have a blessed weekend, and that we keep on moving forward, that your weekend is going to be better than last weekend or any other weekend. This is an uncharted territory weekend, so it's the best. In Jesus' name, okay. Pastor Deli.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us all just come on in. We have these requests, and We just want to go ahead and pray for them, and then we'll close out. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the needs that have been brought forward, Lord. We pray for William for his restoration, Father. Whatever is going on, Father, we have prayed that you bring him back and touch him, that you be led by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, and
Some
Find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region.
Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.